We are learning the first Sicha of Noach in Chelek Yud, which the Rebbe explains the concept of Tzoyar, Tase LaTeva, what was the commandment of the Tzoyar, as we're going to see the details of in the Sicha inside, Mitzvah Oras. So the Pasuk writes in Parshas Noach, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tezayin, Hashem gives the instructions to Noach how to make the teva. So Pasuk Tzayin says, Tzoyar tase leteva, you should make a tzoyar to the teva, vel amo techaleno milamalo, and it should be on the covering, the roof should be built in a slanted way, leaving a amo so the water can should run off to the bottom. And then upesach ha-teva, betzido tosim, the door to the teva should be set in the side. Tachtim, shnim, ushlishim te'aseo. It should have three compartments, three floors, a lower floor, a second floor, and a bottom floor. This is pasuk design. The Rebbe, Seif Aleph in Parshas Noach, ala pasuk, tzoyar tase la-teva. Mefarish Rashi, so Rashi says, Tzoyar, what is the meaning of the word Tzoyar? Yesh oimrim chaloin, there are some say that it means a chaloin, a window. V'yesh oimrim, and some say, others say, even toivo ameiro lohem. It was a precious stone, like a diamond, that gave light, lohem, to them, to the people in the teva. Pepashtes, kavonas Rashi hi, shemefarish Tzoyar, kemoi tzoraim. The word tzoyar is related to the word tzoraim, which tzoraim is the time when the light is shining and strong, and that what Rashi finds the connection from tzoyar to light, because tzoyar is connected to the word, related to the word tzoraim, which is oir. And this is how, as he brings in the order, is also explained by the Eben Ezra and the Radak. They all learn that the word tzoyar is related to the word tzoraim, a place which brings in light. Bepashtes, kavonas Rashi again, shebefarish tzoyar kemetzoraim moy. Upirush hakosivu, what is the meaning of the pasuk? Shakadosh Baruch Hu tzivo lenoach, lasos dovor, Hashem tells Noach to make something in the teva, shal yodo iye oir ba'teva. That you should make a tzoyar means a place to bring in light in the teva. The teva is going to need light. What is the method of bringing in light to the teva? What was it exactly? And that, maybe Rashi based perushim mahoyo. Rashi brings two explanations what it was. Yesh oimrim chaloin, a window. Shal yodo ikones oir ba'teva. When there is a window, so naturally it will bring in light. Belochein nikro achaloin kan b'shem tzoyar. That's why the window is called tzoyar, because the window brings in light, and light is called tzoyar, related to tzoraim. Ve'yesh oimrim, there's a second opinion which says even toivo, that there was a diamond, a even toivo, a precious stone. Ve'lomo nikres kan tzoyar. Why is the diamond called tzoyar? Moisiv Rashi, ha'mi'ir olohem, because the diamond is going to provide them with light, and therefore the diamond, the precious stone, is also called with the name of tzoyar. So this is the two explanations in tzoyar. But the common denominator of these two explanations is that Hashem tells Noach to create in the teva the ability to have light. So the Rebbe is coming with a number of questions. Four questions on this Rashi. Question number one, Aleph. Bakrok siv tzoya beloshin yochit. The Pasuk writes, tzoya, in the singular. Al derech ze pirish Rashi. Rashi also translates beloshin yochit. When Rashi explained what is the tzoya, so he also uses a singular term, chaloin, a single window, or even toivo, which is a single precious stone. So the shaila is ve'eich ispik o'er shenichnas alidei chaloin echod o even toivo achas lekol ha'teivo. How was it enough that one single window and a single precious stone should provide light for the entire teivo? Shehoyo shloish mois amo orko, chamishim amo rochbo, v'shloishim amo koimoso. As the Pasik says, one Pasik earlier in Pasik Tevov, the Torah describes there is 300 cubits the length of the Teva and 50 is width and 30 is height. So the Teva was a big place, and to have just a single window, a single precious stone, is the Shaila, how is it possible that a single stone or a single window should provide light to the entire Teva? So before we continue to the second question, so the Rebbe explains in the order four the question even further. He brings from the Eben Ezra and other commentaries which actually say that there was many, but in Rashi it's clearly there was only one. So let's see order four. When he brings inside that Rashi says Chaloyin b'loshin yochid, so he says u'bifrat, and especially Shirashi meshane b'loshin ha'gimore. Rashi changes from the Loshin way it's brought down in Gimore, the Gimore in Sanhedrin, a Yerushalmi in Psochim, where they both use the Loshin. The Loshin in the Gimore is Omar Rabbi Yochanan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach, Kvaboy avonim toivois umargolios. So it's definitely mentions diamonds in the plural, many diamonds. Same thing in Yerushalmi is that Noach brought in avonim toivois umargolios. So Rashi changes from the Loshna Gimorah and the Loshna Bavli inside Yerushalmi, which the Pnemoishe explains as Zehoyo Tzoyar, that the Tzoyar was that diamond that Noyach brought in. And they write, Abonim Toivesum Agolia. Same thing with Bebeshe's Rabbi Pasha Seinu in the Medrash. So the Medrash brings, and Tzoyar Tassel Letevo, says the Medrash, in the name of Rab Levi, that there was Margolios. Again, in the plural. But Rashi clearly writes Soyar in the singular. Chaloin, I'm sorry, or even Toiv in the singular. Rav Eben Ezra kan, Rav Eben Ezra writes, V'yesh oimrim ki rabbi moyu, v'akosuv ochas bederch tzoro. The Eben Ezra says that Soyar actually means tzoraim, light. He also mentions that the letter tzadik and Zion, they both come from the same moitza, from the same utterance. They both come from the shinayim, from the teeth. So Tzoyar and Zoyar is exchangeable. But Zoyar also again means light. And the Eben Ezra says that there was avonim toivos umargolios in order to cover the entire teva. And v'rei gam b'teret mimo kan. Teret mimo also says that be'emes lo yichalonis arbet. The Teret Mimo writes also in his Perush that there was many windows, not only one. And he writes, "Perush Chaloin is min Chaloin." Why does it say Chaloin in the singular? Because the Torah only emphasizes, or Rashi only emphasizes the type of Tzoyar, and the type was a window. He brings Kemoy Vayehili Shoyr VeChamoyr in the beginning of Vayishlach. So it says the Vayili Shoyr VeChamoyr, and Rashi says that there wasn't only one shoyer or one chamoyer, but rather it refers to the entire species, to the type of animal. But there was many of them. And so too, chaloyin can mean also many, but not only one. And if that's the case, that answers the question, how can the tzoyar provide light for the entire teva? Because it wasn't one tzoyar. But in Rashi, it's clearly written in the singular, chaloyin. So as the Rebbe continues, Avol, Noisaf Lozeh, in addition to that, Sheim Kein Abdel Rashi Lichtev Chaloin Ezeh Beloshon Rabim, Veloy Lismo Echal Masher Mefarish Lekamon Lepashat Vayishlach Shom, if Rashi learns like the Eben Ezra, then Rashi should have written the word Chaloin Nois. And the Teret Mimo says that we find later in Vayishlach that it says in the singular and it means the plural, Rashi would not rely on something which is written later in Vayishlach. He would write clearly out here the word Chaloin Nois. So Rashi doesn't write it, but he writes chaloin. So obviously the question is, how can one chaloin take care of such a big teva? But not only did Rashi doesn't write chaloinois, but the Rebbe adds even further. Arei mize she Rashi meshane miloshen hashas v'chulu. V'kos av even toiva beloshen yochid, muchach she mefaresh teva tzor beloshen yochid. Rashi obviously knew, and maybe even took his pshat from the Gemara. Sain Bavli and Sain Yerushalmi. And nevertheless, he changes the Lashon of the Gemara. Dira Zritten by Lashon Rabim, and Rashi changes it to Lashon Yochid. So obviously, Rashi is intending, and very specific in his Pirush, that it means Take by Lashon Yochid. And if it's Take mean only by Lashon Yochid, so the question is again, this is the question number one in the Sicha, why is it, and how is it possible to have that one single diamond or one single window should illuminate the entire table? Question number two: Beis ube yoserikshe ksiv. It's written kinim tases a table. The pasuk says later in pasuk yudale, the same thing in pasuk tesayin. So it's written. Says kinim tases a table, which means that should have compartments, that should have different rooms in the table. Upirush Rashi explains medoyrim lechol beim ovechayo, that there were special rooms, special compartments for the different chayas, for the different cattle, for the different beasts. Each one had each group had his own room. Vetachtim shnim ushlishim, and there was the bottom floor. And the second floor, in a top floor, which is clearly written in the pasuk, there was the top floor was for the humans, for the people. The middle floor was for the animals. There was the bottom floor for the zevel, for the garbage, and so on. So there was different floors even. So in that case, how can one window take care on so many different compartments? V'im kein, afilu im nitroik, asher achaloin she'osonecho godl b'yoisa. Let us assume that there was a really, really big window. Because it was a big table, so it wasn't a small window. A very big window can take care, perhaps, on the entire table. That would be okay if the table would have been one single room, or one single compartment, or one single floor. But here, that we are having different compartments and different floors, is the kashe mikol mokoy mechitochein, shechaloin echod yoyir, one window should illuminate medoyrim, different compartments. How can one window, one single window, even a big window, take care of all that? Now, regarding the opinion which says that it was actually a even toivo, a precious stone, and how can one precious stone illuminate an entire toivo? Says the Rebbe in Ora 7. Benegal le even toivo, yeshloimer al delech pshat. According to pshat, at least, we can say, she'oyu Moilichin imoem or even toivo lechol modern. There is less difficulty. How can one diamond illuminate the table? Because they can carry the diamond around to each compartment, and therefore one can be enough. Avol doicha god loimar. It is difficult and great difficult to say. Sheze oyo kol oyesh oyo bekol ha-teivo, to assume that the entire light in an entire table should be that traveling diamond is doichak. The oiden, in addition, why can't me accept the pshat? Is a regam bonov ozroi soy liten mezoines la beimois vechulu. Veich oyo er lekulam bevasachas. As we learn in the story of the Teva, it was Noach and his children who assisted Noach in providing food for the animals in the different compartments. So if you have one son or Noach himself using the diamond for one type of animal, then, obviously, the challenge is, again, what happens meantime in the other compartments, in the other floors. And therefore, again, the challenge of the Tzoyer to be explained as a single one is a strong shaila. Why would Rashi explain that this is that this is only one? So the Rebbe continues now, question number three, Gimel. Question number three is Yodua. Sherashi mefarish beis perushim beinyan echod, beim kol echod ma perushim levadoi ein boi kedeliyashe vakosuv lefipshute bekol aprotim. Usually Rashi brings one pshat. If he brings two pshatim, it's because there is difficulty in one pirush to explain the pasuk in pshute shemikro in all its details. And therefore, you can have difficulty on one question, then on one pshat comes a second pshat. And the second pshat resolves some of the difficulties. If you have difficulties in one pshat, wouldn't be difficult with the second pshat. And this is usually why he brings two pshat. Also, when Rashi brings two pirushim, a pirusho rishoin u akorev yoisa lepshutishem mikro. The first pshat is the one which is more closer to Pshuta Shemikra. Val Pizeh, Benidin Didan, the Drashi brings to Perushim. So the question is, Ma Heima Kishuim, Beshne Perushim Eilu. What is the difficulties in those Pshutim? She Bishvilom, Uska Grashi Lohavishneim. That therefore, Rashi find it necessary to bring both. Meaning Rashi find a difficulty in one pshat, and therefore he brought the second pshat. Same thing, the second pshat, and then he brings the first pshat. So the question is, number one, what are the difficulties? And also, b'meh korev yoiser, apirush harishin, lepshit ha-shemikro, me'apirush ha-sheni. As we explained before, when Rashi brings two perushim, the first one is closer to pshit ha-shemikro. Why is it the first one to say it's a window is closer to pshat than it say it was a precious stone? So here there is an important order in order 8 that we're going to go through together. As we saw here, that Rashi brings two perushim, both on the word soyar. Now later, the parsha in Perik Ches Posik Vav, when Noach is looking when the mabul ended or not, it says in the Posik, Vayiftach Noach es chaloina teva. He opened the window of the teva. What do you see from there? That there was a window. The fact that it specifies later that there was a window, and the Torah calls it window. So lechure, this itself should prove that the word tzoya, which is written in the beginning of the parasha, does not mean a window. Because if it would mean window, Rashi would, the Torah would have used the same word, chaloin, which is written later. The fact that later the Torah mentions a chaloin, a window, and here it talks about tzoyar, is already indicating that tzoyar maybe is not a window, which this perhaps will be the difficulty in the first pshat, in the first opinion in the word tzoyar. So this is actually a kasha which the Mefarshim are asking. Let's see in Ore 8. Beroam v'guraye v'levush oirekan, they all write, sheleman d'om ha-chaloin koshe, lomo lo'y kosav chaloin. The difficulty in the first opinion saying that tzoya means a chaloin, a window, is because why doesn't the Torah call it chaloin? Like it's written later that Noach opened the chaloin. And as I explained, if later the Torah calls it chaloin, so perhaps the word tzoya does not mean chaloin. This is what they ask. That is, in pshat wise, is really not a question. Why? In other words, the Torah can use first tzoya and later chaloin, and still the tzoya can mean chaloin. And can look to pshat. That, why not? Doctor, that tzivui oyo, rag benegea la'or, beloy lachnosas avir, chafeitzim vekayoitzeboy, belochei nemar tzoya amoyre al'or. You can answer Pasha. What did the Rebishter told Noach? Noach was told mainly to bring in light. Tzoyar, taser latevo, tzoyar means light, tzorayim, the light of the day. And the idea is to bring in light, and not that the window, or to create a source for air, or to create a place to bring in objects to the tevo. That wasn't told to Noach. Noach was only told to bring in and to create a source for light. Right? That's why it says tzoyar. Tzoyar, which tzoyar comes from the word tzorayim. Now, once he was given the commandment, the order to make a place for light, once it became a place for tzoyar, a place for light, so he used it also for other purposes, for window purposes, also as a window. For example, shiluach o'erev, shari o'er b'derech mimelech haloin. Really, what he intended is to make a place for light. And that's why it says tzoyar. And tzoyar can mean a window to bring in light. Why doesn't the Torah call it window? Because a window can have as many purposes. A window can serve a place to bring in light, and it can serve an open place to let the oirev go, and to bring in hafeitzim, and to bring in air. That is a natural result by the fact that you're building a teva, you're building a window for light. So technically, it serves multi-purposes. not only light, but also other things. So therefore, later, the Torah calls it chaloin, because when it came to send out the oirev, it served the purpose of a window to send out things. But here, the Torah is referring to it as tsoyar, because tsoyar means light, and it wasn't just to make a window, which serves multiple purposes, it was clearly to serve as a place of light. This is what the order 28 is explaining. So, therefore, this is not the kasha, but it must be other kashas in the perushim that Rashi Dafke brings to. Question number 4, Dalet. Dalet, al pi haklal omer. Like just said before, the what? The bekol echo mi perushov mi yashiv rashe ma shekosh li pirush ha-shein. That the Rashi brings two perushim is because one pirush explains and resolves issues with the first explanation. Therefore, moving the kasha yesh kushya v'shnei perushim, when there is still some difficulty, when you have two pshatim, and yet v'yesh perush shlishia meyashiv kushya zu, you can find the third pshat which is going to resolve the difficulty that we have with both. Yovi Rashi gam es pirush shlishi, then Rashi will bring the third pshat. Even though the third plot can also have something difficult, which can be resolved with the previous two. And could be that the third plot has a difficulty which is void kosher yoiser mea kishuin shebebeis perushim arishoinim. There is some difficulty with the third plot which is even more difficult with the difficulties that you have with the first two plot. Shalochen yovi piruze berashi kipirushlishi. That's why it's only placed as the third consideration, as a third pshat, meaning first is the closest to the Shemikra, third is being the furthest, because I have challenges. But still, if you have difficulty with two, you try to bring a third, which is going to help and assist you with the third, with the two. So what's the question? That really there's a third pshat into Tzoyar, which Rashi should have bring. And the Rebbe continues, Val Pizeh, Benidin Didan, Kiven since, according to both perushim, which is window or precious stone, kosher canal is difficulty with the first question that we asked before. The eich iiru chaloin echod ve'even toivo achas es kol ha-teivo. You have the challenge: how can one single window and one single diamond illuminate the entire table? So you have a kasha, and this kasha is on both. The Cheskuni brings a third pshat. What is this pshat? The Tzoyar u Miloshin Yitzor. Yitzor, Shemen Zayis Yitzor. Yitzor means oil, Shemen. The Kavona Sakosuv, Shenoyach Yovi Shemen Latevo, Birdei, Sheyucha Lehad Ligbo, Neirois Leoiro. The Cheskuni said a pshat. Cheskuni explained a third pshat in Tzoyar. Tzoyar comes from the word Yitzor. And Itzo means oil. And basically, Cheskuni learned that Hashem told Noach to bring in oil. So you should have to light to oil. You light candles. And that's how you're going to illuminate the teva. And this is as an advantage of the previous perushim. Why? Because in the previous perushim, you have a question, how can one window, one diamond, take care of an entire teva? But if you bring in oil, with oil you can light many candles, and the many candles is going to illuminate the entire table. So the question number 4 is, why doesn't Rashi bring that as a pshat? It says tzoyar. So tzoyar, tzorayim, stimmt. But tzoyar miloshen yitzor, it may be more difficult. The gam also kosher loshen hakosuv, tzoyar tas el hatevo. You should make a tzoyar to the teva, and to bring in oil, it wouldn't fit. If a window you should make to the teva, or a diamond you should establish to the teva, but oil doesn't fit the word tase. So you're right. So you have difficulties with the pshat, but avaleidoch haredafke lepiruzet is yashiv atmu amuro. But this third pshat resolves the shaila about how can a single diamond and a single window take care on the entire teva. So if that's the case, if that resolves at least and takes care on one challenge, and even though it has its own challenge, but it takes care on some of the challenges, is as I mentioned before, Rashi should have bring it. Akoponim avle Rashi levik pirushlishi. Bring it as a terpshat. In other words, since you anyway cannot decide exactly what Tzoya means, and therefore you're bringing two explanations. You're bringing window and you're bringing diamond. So if you don't decide that it's one or the other, so bring a third one. Bring that there was oil, like the Cheskuni says. And then you will at least have a good explanation what happened with the light for the entire table. So this is what the question here. In order 10, the Rebbe brings that there is the Levush Oiro, which he says that there's a difficulty to understand the Cheskunis Pshat, because he says the Kibush Teira that Tevo Vetale Beishtifa Samayim, the Tevo kept on moving up and down when the marble came, Yate Hashemen Veichobe Oir, that the oil might get tilted and that will cause the light to be distinguished, while there is a Shaive or Shemen Korush, wax or oil, if yichobe pitoim. So therefore, they want to say that that's why Noach was not bringing in this light. So the Rebbe says this is a doichak. He doesn't explain why exactly the doichak is, but lechura, if it's a very big tevo, so you know you can organize it in a way that it should be kept. It should be holding down even when the boat is moving around. And it's Metzayin to a Radak, later in Ora 22, that the Radak actually says that Noach did prepare oil for the candles, and the Radak says that there was the Chaloin, but clearly the Radak was not concerned with the issue of how it's going to burn. So basically, this is the four questions in the Pasik Tzoya Tase LaTevo. To summarize, question number one, why does it say Tzoya Beloshin Yochid, a singular, especially how can one single Tzoya take care of an entire Tevo? Question number two, there was compartments in the Tevo, how can one Tzoya take care of different compartments, different floors, it wasn't to one open room. Question number three, Rashi brings two pshatim. What are the challenges in each perush that Rashi needs to bring a second one? Question number four, why doesn't Rashi accept a third pshat that it was also bringing in oil for the candles? Continuing Se'iv Beis. Lekamon, ala pasik, v'yoyim v'lay lo yishboisu. So later in the pasik, in Perik Ches, and Hashem promises, oit kol yemei yoret, zera, וקוציל וקויד וחוים וקיץ וחוירה ויום ולילה לא ישבויסו. So מפורש רשי, so רשי says, what does it mean לא ישבויסו? הפוסק חוב בייז. So רשי, what is פירוש רשי? מכלל ששופסו כל ימויס המבול שלא ישימשו המזוליס. In other words, there's a special promise לא ישבויסו, but they will never cease, there will always be seasons. But this indicates that in the days of the Mabul, lo yishimshu amazolos velo yinikar bin yoimu velaylo, that the mazolos did not function and that there was no distinction between day and between night. That's why the Torah promises that the Mushe should never cease again. This is what Rashi brings later. So apparently, there was no light throughout the entire times of the Mabul. Id al pizet tomua beyoisa. Kemoishi ikshua rom, rebellion, Mizrahi asks, Matoy eles chaloina tevo, im loyo yoor bechol yememe a Mabul. He asked the Shaila, how can you say that Tzoya Tase LaTevo means a window, like the first opinion? Why a window? In the window is going to bring in Tzoyar light into the Tevo. At the time, the Rom asked, and there was no light outside. The window reflects the light of outside. But Rashi says, "She leinikar b'yom v'layla." They were all ceased functioning. So how did you have b'chlal light? Even if you didn't have light, so what's the purpose of the window? This is the Ra'am's kasha. Ve'ine, Mefarshe Rashi, the Ra'am Mefarshe Rashi, Tirtzu, they answered this question, the Kavonas le'shimshu ha'mazolois iletnuas ha'galgalim. That the only thing which sees working was the circling of the mazolis, which is the galgalim. Ainu shekol yemoisa mabul disbatel hekefam vesivuvam. The usual natural circling of the galgalim, which the Rambam discusses in Ilchas Yisoide Atoyda, that take stopped. Aval oyok tzas oyde beoyla. Some light was, and therefore. That they explained that it was the purpose for the tzoya, for the window, to bring in some of that light, which did serve. And this for some Mefarshim answer the question of the Ra'am. Look, the Rebbe, how long for Nisbar, Kamo Peromim, Sherashi, Kosav, Perusha, Besigno, in Borul. In Rashi, this answer is not going to work because Rashi wrote very clear what he means. No one should make any mistakes. In our case, perusha poshut shel dvorov. When you translate the simple words of Rashi, michlal sheshavsu, it indicates that they ceased from functioning. Shelo shimshu amazolos means shelo osu shimushon betafkidom leoyer al oretz. That the mazolos did not function with their natural purpose and job, which is to bring light to the earth. But actually, it's about tnuah shagalgalim. One thing is the tnuah, which means the circling and the movement of the galgalim. But here it says sheshavsu, that the mazolis stop doing what they are meant and they were given the job to do. As it brings in Ora 14, it brings the pasuk right at the beginning of Bereshis. And they did not do it. So in Rashi, you wouldn't be able to learn this pshat, which is brought down in the other Mefarshim. But the Rebbe answers the kashif from Ra'am differently. Again, the kashif from Ra'am is, what is the purpose of the chaloin if there is anyway no light outside? Rebbe lechure yesh mokoim, letaret kushya sarom, ulefarish, and explain, shekavonas rashi al derech hapshat, when Rashi writes, b'mashekosav, sheshofsu kol yemois ha-mabul, he, what is kol yemois ha-mabul, all the days of the mabul means, rak lehamem yoim she'oya mabul. It's only referring to the specific 40 days which the Bible actually came down, kama shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, vayehi amabul arboim yoim alo oretz. So there was the first 40 days. That's when it says, vayehi amabul arboim yoim alo oretz. So al derech hapshat, that is the time which it was that the mazolos did not function, there was no light. But right afterwards, the entire year, which Noach was in the Teva, the mazolos did work. And they came back. And then, because they came back, that's why we needed a tzoyar, a window, to bring in that light, which continued shining through to the window. As he says, v'l'achrei mem yoyim elu. After the 40 days, kvar shimshu amazolis. Then they came back. The oiso toy eles ba'achaloin, shenase letzoya le'oyres ha'teva. And therefore, there was obviously a purpose and an accomplishment in the window that brought in that light, which came back after the 40 days. So not as the other Mefarshim learn in Rashi, that it was the entire time, and that's why the Ra'am has a problem with the haloin. No, the Rebbe learns that there was only in the Arboim Yoim, and that's how Pshutei Shemikro answers the question. That's only Pshutei Shemikro, as it says in Ora 15, Mash Enken al Derech Hadrush, you can't answer it, because it says in Yerushalmi, Psochim, it says clearly, Leshim Shua Mazolois, B'Shnasa Mabu, the entire year. Bechei Bebereshes Rabbi, it says, Le'im Bedresh, Leshim Shua Yud Beis Chodesh. So again, it says, the entire 12 months. And therefore, according to them, there was the entire year taket. Mashenkin in Pshutei Shemikro, you could say, as the Rebbe learns, there was only the 40 days, and therefore the window was used to bring in light. And he brings L'Oyel Mipirush HaRadak B'Pasha Seinu. But the Radak and the Pasha says, is also, he talks about that that there was, in the table, you couldn't distinguish between day and night. But he brings clearly that in the first 40 days and 40 nights, when it was raining, they couldn't see the sun and the stars. So he does indicate there's a difference between the 40 days and the rest of the year. Also, when he writes inside that the Mabul was 40 days ala Oretz, and therefore was only for the 40 days, so he brings in Oretz 17, or we can say that Atlacha Kufnun Yoim, meaning not the first 40 days, but also they didn't serve, the Mazolis did not work for 150 days. She'oz, as the post continues, V'yizochru Arubis HaShomayim, V'yichole HaGeshem in HaShomayim. Ainu shekol atolui ba'ashomayim, everything depending on Shomayim, shamazoles bichlolom, chozru lesidrom, came back to the original order. So clearly, it's either 40 days, or as it says in the order, we can go on 150 days. But Noach was in the Tevor for a much longer time, it was an entire year in the Tevor. So for that, the Rebbe learns that that what the Tzoyar, the window came to good use to bring in that light for the rest of the time that it was in the Teva, and that answers the Kashe fun de Re'om that he brought in the beginning of Se'if Beis. As he continues in Or 18, Al Pia Mebuer Bifnim, Yetur Tushar Kushyas Are'om. Based on the learning that it was only for 40 days that they didn't function properly, it will answer the other questions, Shekula Me'apsukim Shela Achrei Memye Me'amabu. Because all the kashas that the Ra'om brings talk about the psukim, which is really after the 40 days. If you come with a chidush, as the Rebbe learns here, that it was really only for the first 40 days, so then all these other questions, for example, he brings a shaila, if there was no light, how did Noach see the year later, Aleph B'Tishrei, that the earth is dry? Obviously, this pasuk is later. When there was a ready light, the way we learned. Then he asked, how did the Yoino fly around? How did the Yoino see the leaf? How did Noach knew the number of days? He started counting, Oit Shiva Yomim, Vayichal Oit Shiva Yomim. So all these questions that he asks, since and based on Rashi, the Ra'om has a challenges with Rashi, that Rashi says that they did not function, and he brings Psukim, which indicated there was some type of light, and he finds it difficult. So the Rebbe says that all these questions is from days which is discussing the time period after the 40 days that the Mabul start, or at least after the 150 days. But in these days, the Dipsukim that he mentions with the bird and opening the window and so on, according to Rashi, all this happened after the time that the order of Shemayim came back to his normal way, and therefore these questions is obviously resolved accordingly. So continuing in Pnim, the Rebbe weiter, aber adayin nishar asat mie, the question is, Vayesh Oimrim. Those who say, that Tzoyer Uchaloin, the question is, ma heiras ha-teivo b'meshach kol ha-mem yomim shelo ishim shua mazoleis. So here we have, he said before, what is the difficulty with the first pshat? Here is the difficulty. The difficulty is what happened to the teivo. There was at least 40 days. 40 days for sure. There was a time period. There was no light outside. So if the whole purpose of the Tzoyer is to bring in light into the teva. So in that case, what happened at this time when there was no light outside? And this is a challenge on the pshat of Chaloyim, but therefore Rashi has to bring a second pshat that it means a precious stone. And in Ore 19, Take, he goes on, Be'arichas, the Take, the opinion which all Zeven Toivo might agree that there was no light outside. Let's see it inside. Bepnei Moshe Yerushalmi Psochim, Kosav, Daman de Omar She'o Yo Even Toivo, not a window, but rather it was a precious stone. Svirele kamande omar sheleishim shu amazolis. And therefore, he says there was no need for a window because they didn't serve. He takes it literally. Umashma, damande omar de svirele chaloin, svirele kamande omar sheleishof shu amazolis me amabu. So, in other words, there is two opinions. Did the mazolis cease functioning or not? And there's two opinions. So basically, the Pnei Moshe wants to say, and indicates that this is the two opinions about Tzoyar. If we learn that they ceased, then there is no need for a purpose with a window. Therefore, he learns that Tzoyar means Even Toiva. If we learn that they did not cease, therefore, Tzoyar came in a window. But, says the Rebbe, E.F. Shaloimar, Shema Shepirej Rashi Loi Shimshu Amazolos, Urak Lefi Perushoi Even Toiva. Rashi is the one who says Loi Shimshu. And Rashi brings two opinions of Tzoyar. So it doesn't make sense to say that Rashi, when he says Loi Shimshu Amazolos, meaning there was no light outside, is only following his second pshat that Tzoyar means a precious diamond. Kemeshe Metzinu, כמה פעמים שרשי מפרש פוסק רק לפי פירוש אחד מפירושו במקום אחר. Even though he brought two פשוטים, sometimes רשי will follow up with, according to one of his פירושים. So it's difficult to say it here and to say, אבל למענדו אמר חלוין, that really when it talks about the opinion which holds window, שימשו המזולס גם במעמבו. Why is it difficult? So the Rebbe הזה, כי, נויסף לזה, שהמם יום שיורדו הקשומים, obviously, the window never opened. Come moving. As it makes sense, you don't open the window because you don't want rain to fall in. ולכן מפרש רשי הקוסוף רק להפירוש הקוסוף צורך פירוש. מה שאין כבנידן דדן, שפשטוס משמורס הקוסוף אוהד כל ימי אורז ויים וללא ישבייסו, מייחיחו שהמזולויס שופסו בימי המאבו. In other words, this rule that the Rebbe brings in the beginning of the order, that רשי will sometime learn פשט in a פוסיק, which will follow only with something mentioned earlier, in according to one pshat mentioned earlier, even though he brought two pshatim, this is only applying that according to that pirush that he brought earlier, he must explain this pasuk in a specific way, right? And according to the second pshat, he doesn't have to explain it. Here, there's no first or second pshat. The simple meaning of the pasuk indicates Lo yishboisu, Rashi says, Amazolei shofsu. So therefore, that has to be even according to the opinion which holds chaloin, not only the opinion which has even toivo. And since it goes also to the opinion of going chaloin, so obviously the question is, like it's asking in Pnim of Sof Seif Beis, why and how would the chaloin serve a purpose and how would they get light, seemingly in a time when there is nothing outside to bring in the light. So we're now going to continue in the beard. So now comes. So basically, this is what we just saw is the challenge which we have in the psukim to explain it that it's only a window. This is one of the challenges. Because what's the purpose of the window if it's actually dark outside? If it's dark outside, what is the purpose of a window? So now comes the biur in Seif Gimel, which is explaining also exactly what the tzoyar was. A biur bekol ze. V'tzivei HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'noyach al asiyas ha'teivo, and Hashem told Noyach about the teivo, lo yinemru kol protei ha'inyonim she'oyu ba'asiyoso. Noyach was not told all the details. Le'dugma. For example, Mefurish Bekro, later there's a pasuk which says, Vayosar Noyach es michse ha-teivo. In pasuk Yud Gimel Perek Ches, that Noyach removed the cover of the teivo. Yet, Lemosinu she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yetzaves Noyach lases ha-michse. We don't find Hashem told Noyach to make a special order to make a cover. Means that Noyach made a cover, without being told to do it. Why? Because he did something which he meant, which he felt is necessary without being ordered. Kein la'pirush tzoyar even toivo loimotzinu shenitztavo lases achaloin sheniska lacharkoch. When it says in the Melech made a tzoyar, and tzoyar means a diamond, we don't find, according to this pshat, because also when you see later that Noach opens the chaloin and he lets the oirev go, we don't find anywhere that he was told to make a chaloin. Because remember, this opinion which says Even Toivo learns that Hashem never told him to make a chaloin. He doesn't learn that Tzoyah makes a window. So Noach was never told to make a table, which the Pasuk tells us to make a chaloin in the table. And the Pasuk tells us there was a chaloin. And yet, according to the opinion that Tzoyah means Even Toivo, he was never told to make a chaloin. He didn't tell him to make a door to the tevo. He told him where should the door be placed, should be placed on the side so the rain should not come in there. But Noach was not told these specific instructions about making a door, making a window, according to the opinion that Tzoyah means even tevo, or making a cover. And the reason is pashut ve'atam. Bepshuta shel mikro muvin shekasher tziva kodesh baruch hu lenoach lasis tevo lo yoyo tzoyrech letzavo yisrael al kol haprotim hamuchrochim liyot bebinyono. We understand in pshuta shel mikro when Hashem tells Noach to make a tevo, he does not need to tell him all these details. He doesn't have to tell him to make a cover. Ki muvonim mi atzmo. It's self understood that when you make a tevo, it should be a door, it should be a window, it should be a cover. Those details that he wouldn't have assumed or figured out on his own, then is when tzivoa kodesh baruch hu aleihem. So therefore, v'lochein lo yitzorech letzavoi soi al michse ha-tevo, pesach ha-tevo, sharei poshut, shemanyonim o ikrim bebinyan ha-tevo, when you build a tevo, so the main functioning items in a tevo, a michse, is a cover, a roof, a pesach, and a door. So therefore, he wasn't told about it. And this is the basic understanding here. The approach has to be that whatever makes sense and is self-understood in building a tevo, Noach does not get orders. What about light? Val pize movin lo derebe, gam benegal lo hoyeres ha-tevo, to bring in light in the tevo. Noach doesn't have to get an order to make light. If you make a tevo, you're going to be spending a long time there. So you know that Noach understood that he has to prepare and to bring light into the tevo. Candles, oil. Hashem doesn't have to command you for that. Ubifrat. Shebatevo yokala chayu lemino vekol behemo. He had everything, all the animals there. Shemezenisemo yumutolim al Noach. Noach was responsible for their food. So obviously would have need light to provide them and to take care of them while he's providing them with the food. Ve'oid shekolechot ve'echo yomodu bifnei atzmoi. Each one was in his own compartment, canal. Is bevada yehichi Noach mi atzmoi neiros v'shemen v'kadoim elo yeres ha-tevo. For sure, Noach prepared candles. Gam bli tzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ze. Noach take had everything in the tevo. He did have candles. He did have light. Just like he made a door. And just like he made a window. Just like he made a cover. And that is not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbe, gets involved in ordering Noach how to do. This he has to understand himself. And he had it. He brought in light. It makes sense. You're going into a table and being responsible for so many animals. How are you going to go in with light? So he had everything. There was light here. Ah, he had light. That's what Rashi comes back to the beginning of the parasha. Pize, Mr. Shaila. Madua tziva kodesh baruch es noyach tzoya tasa letev. Arei belav oche bevadai oyonoyach meichin bamel oyeres atevo. So obviously Noach would have prepared. So then comes the question, why does he tell him tzoyat asa la tevo? Or in other words, what's like the meaning of Tzoyar Tasa? If light is something which he would have bring? Be'echrech lo'imar, she'yesh b'le tzivui meyuchad, that there is over here a special commandment. Tzoyar Tasa la'teva is not just light. Light he would have bring anyway. Light he should have been preparing without getting ordered. What is the tzivui meyuchad? Aynu shakadosh baruch hu tzivui Yisrael la'aseh tzoyar. Inyan shel oir noisaf leo oir she'echin midatoi bride she'echin midatoi. In addition to the light that he had prepared, candles and oil, in addition is the tzoyar. What is the tzoyar? Bride lehoisif oir batevo. To add, the tzoyar is not light, tzoyar is an additional type of light. What is the additional type of light? Which is Tzoyar, and that to Betzoyar Noisos Lebefer Rashi Beis Perushim, and that he brings to Perushim. Yes, Oimrim Chaloi. That also say there was a window. Shalidea Chaloi no Yoor Noisav Batevo. That in addition to the candles, there was more light which came also to the window. At least, as he says in Sagraim, Achre Amem Yoim Shaloishim Shamas Olis. For the rest of the year, he had the additional light. Be'af. Like I said before, if it's one window, how much light would it already bring? He says, "Ari shimesh achaloin gam shimushim acherim." It also served other purposes. Kigoin lehachnis lehoitzi, to bring in things, to take out things, leavir vekayotben, to air and things like that. So the maaseh served many purposes. But it was also an additional source of light. And that is why Rashi brings the pshat of chaloin, window. And clearly that window was not to bring light, because there was light. It just brings an additional light. And that obviously answers the first, second, and fourth question. Why didn't he bring oil? He did. Why didn't he have, why can one window bring enough light? There wasn't even one window. The light came from other things, from other sources of light, which he naturally prepared himself as the additional light. But why do we need a second shot? So before we go into that, let's first move to the Ohore 23. In Ohore 23, the Rebbe continues in bringing the Maila of the Pshat Chaloin. He says, as we see later, it says, Tzoyar, as we see in the Pasik, let's see it inside. Kilamandoma Chaloin, Ari Lulei Tziva Kodish Borchu, Ulai Loyoyo Noyach Oise Chaloin, O Chaloin Esloi Resatevo. That's why he needed a commandment. Because without that, he wouldn't do it. Why not? Ki even shebelav achehu tzach lochi neiros v'kayoyitza belo, hirgesh ateva balaylo. Ukshoya chaloin sogur, he anyway needed to prepare candles, right? Especially at night. And when the window is going to be closed. If there he needs candles then, so why make a window altogether? Let's leave it closed and rely on the candles. Even more so, he adds, v'asiyas chaloin machlisho agonas ateva me'amayim. It weakens. A window is a source which for opening and can bring in water into the teva. So Fakert Noyachtake wouldn't have not make a window. So therefore, he was told a special commandment, a special order to add to the light that he's preparing anyway, also a chaloin, also light from a window. In the Yeshula Agilian, Log de Rebbe, that chaloin was given to him a specific order from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'enke lemandomar even toivo, that it was a precious stone, arami mashenema vayiftach noach es chaloin ha-teivo, muchach she'osu noach chaloin midas atzmoy. Since Tzoyar means a diamond, so later when it says that Noach opened the window, is again, this opinion would go that Noach made a chaloin on his own without needing instructions. But the mandomar which says chaloin means a window, so he explained in the order 23, He wouldn't have do it without a special order. על פי זה ישתר את הסקושוס הרעום על מה שפירוש רשי, אס חלוין הטבו אשר עושו לצויר. Basically, רשי says that נויח opened the window. So רשי clearly says that what? That it was לצויר. לצויר means that it was there for a window. So then the question is that Rashi clearly does mention that Tzoyar means a window. Is then Rashi following suddenly the opinion that it means a window? So this is the kasha what the Ra'om asks on Rashi. That when the Rashi is Chaloin Ateva Sheroso says Rashi leTzoyar, it seems that Rashi accepts that the Tzoyar is really a window. This is what he says. This is what the Ra'om frags. But Rashi brought two perushim. Rashi brought window and he brought diamond. How does it work? So let's see it inside. So al pizeh shetar et kusha sarerom al mashi pirish Rashi es chaloi na teva sher oso le tzoyar demizeh shenokat aloshin tzoyar muchach shekavanos le mashi kosuv bakro tzoyar tase le teva. He's referring back to their posse. Ukaman de Omar and Rashi now suddenly follows only the opinion, which is Chaloin. So the question is, Varei le'il pirish esoke mesupek. Yesh erim Chaloin, v'yesh erim even toivo. So what happens suddenly in Rashi when it comes to the posseik? Vayiftach noach es Chaloin atev asher oso. And he tansel, and he says clearly, le'tzoyar, he made it for tzoyar. What happens suddenly that Rashi is sticking to only to the opinion that Tzoyar means Chaloin? You yourself, Rashi, brought two explanations, and you didn't say that one makes more sense to the other. Look, the Rebbe Fakert, the fact that Rashi brings Chaloin is clearly because, according to the opinion Even Toivo, the word Tzoyar is not going to have to be explained. Let's see it inside. Kilaman de Omar Even Toivo. The one who holds that Tzoyar means a Even Toivo. Are removing me atzmoi mashi aposik moisif teivois. The posik adds words. Chaloin atevo asher oso. Now, but Rashi was bothered to tell vayiftach noach es chaloin atevo. What is the chaloin atevo asher oso that he made? Why is it important the posik to add these two words he made? If we learn that Tzoya means a precious stone, so that's why the posik says vayiftach noach es chaloin atevo asher oso, to indicate that chaloin that he opened was not a chaloin which he was told to make, asher oso that he made on his own opinion, on his own initiative. That's why it says asher oso. So then the word asher oso makes very well sense. But the opinion which says that Tzoyar means a window, so then why did it say asher oso? For sure he made it. And therefore, as to Rashi explained, that you should know that it is that tevo, I'm sorry, that chaloin that he was told to make. Let's see it inside. Kilaman domar even toivo, are removing me atzmoi, masha posik moisif tevois. Chaloin, atev asher oso. Why does the posik add the two words asher oso? Kivun, sher oso noyach al das atzmoi, noyach made it on his own initiative. Velochein le pirush even toivo, ein akosuf tzolich pirush. The posik doesn't need an explanation. Why? Rashi doesn't have to explain anything, because what does asher oso mean? Es chaloin atevo, asher oso, that he made on his own. And we don't have to explain what chaloin it is. Asher oso. Because what is the tzoyar? The tzoyar is a diamond. Mashenkel amon damo chaloin. The first opinion which learns the tzoyar means actually a window. Then are tevos asher oso miyutoris. Why does it pasuk have to tell us that he made? For sure he made it. Right? Lachin utzra rashi lefaresh. Shenichtevu. Pirdei shelo ilito ish hakavone ala pesach. So Rashi says that you should know that Noach opened the window. It is the same window that he was told previous, Tzoyar tase l'tevo. And it wasn't the Pesach, the entry door, which he made for coming in Hashem told them to put it on the side. In other words, we could have made a mistake.
someone could have made a mistake and learned that Vayiftach Noach es chaloin ha-teivo doesn't mean the window. He meant he opened the door to the teivo. A window, a door, can be exchangeable. You know, they're both openings. Therefore, according to this opinion, Kavli Teichlin tells us no, that he opened that chaloin, is that chaloin which he was told previously, tzoyar tasel ha-teivo, this is the chaloin that Noach just opened. And therefore, Rashi writes Latzoya. It's not that Rashi takes an opinion and says that really Tzoya means window. No. Tzoya can mean window. And Tzoya can mean even Toivo. Why does Ben Leda, when it says that Noach opened the window, so Rashi translates that Chaloin means Tzoya? Because it's only according to the opinion that all the Tzoya means a window, we have to indicate specifically that this is the window that he opened to let the Oyrev go, and not the door. But according to the Man De'omar Even Toivo, then it's clearly why it says Asher Oso, because that's something which Noach did on himself. This is the Shule Agilian, Torah 23. Akuponi, back to inside. So we learned why we say Chaloin, because the Chaloin was additional light. And that's why Rashi brings the first pshat. Continues, Elo Shepiru ze, Einu meruvach kol kach. It's not so clear why. Kimashtim. That's a shino akosu meloshin arogil. That the Torah changes from the usual term, Chaloin, because of Tzoyar, Be'echech loima shetafkido yo ikri ba'atevo oyo bishvil tosefes oil. It says Tzoyar from the word Tzorayim, which means there was clearly to add light. And if that's what Chaloin means, Ari Aleph Chaloin Echod, Eino Yochel Loi Rakhele Kotn Shel HaTeivo, one window can only bring light to one part of the Teivo. Number two, Beis, Loi Nichnas Oid Ba'Teivo Al Deh Chaloin, Ad La'achim Mem Yumei Amabla. They said before, for the first 40 days, there was no light. In other words, there is still difficulties with saying the word chaloin, tzoya means chaloin. There is a mila that, you know, that fits with the fact that there was additional light. But the difficulty is that the word tzoyar does not mean that, usually. Chaloin could have been written chaloin. Especially the other difficulty is, what happens lemaisa? How can one window bring so much light? Velochem evirashi oit pirush. This is what question number three was. Why did Rashi bring two perushim? Because this is the challenge with the first pshat. Therefore, Rashi comes and brings a second pshat. V'yesh oimrim even teivo ameir olohem. Shele pirush zeh, because according to this pshat, are yecholim lohoilich satzoyar o even teivo lechol chelke ateivo lo'ir be satzoyarech, that you can carry around and you can bring it to every part whenever needed. Wherever the diamond was placed, it kept on providing light. And if you needed some extra light elsewhere, so you bring in the diamond too. So therefore, it helps with the issue, how did it provide light for the entire table? Yet, so why can't you keep just to the second shot? Because there's a difficulty in the second shot. Piru zeven toivo, eino misyashe beloshna kosuv. Tzoyar tasel atevo. It says tase. The diamond was not made for the table. You bring it in. The avdel meimar tzoyar tachnis la tevo. Vekayoytzibazi. Bring it in. Begam also madu yetzave hakadosh baruch hu lasa is dovol bilti rogi legamre, something so unusual, lehochin even toivo, to prepare a diamond for the sefes oil ba tevois. So in other words, there is a mile in saying that tzoya means chaloin, a window, because then it fits also with the word tzoya, tasel ha-teivo. You make in the teivo, in the ark, you make a tzoya, you make a window, which is a part of the teivo. The diamond is on its own. The diamond is something you bring into the teivo, you're not making it a part of the teivo. But there is a difficulty with the second shot that it means a diamond, because why would Hashem ask to bring something so unusual to bring in light? But there is a mile in it. One window cannot do it. The diamond can be carried around. The window can only add light only after the 40 days when the mazoles come back.
So it doesn't serve purpose the first 40 days. Mashenkin the diamond can serve purpose both days. So therefore, there is difficulties in the second shot. Umikivin shapiru ze eino misyashe beloshin hakosuv. L'chei mevi rashi rak pirusheni. Beharishnu perushiki. Because after all, the first shot is more important. And the reason here is because the first shot fits more with the loshin of the pasuk. Tzoya tase. The second shot, diamond, is not fitting with the word tase so much. So it's an important shot and it helps in resolving some of the issues, but it only comes as number two. And the third shot of oil, we don't have to bring, because that, as the Rebbe learned, that was done obviously with other order that's not included in the Tzoyal Tase. That was the normal expected light. And here he adds, V'oid yishleimer b'zeh, v'iker, u'behagdim. Meduma kama pe'omim, Rashi v'pirusha miyashiv kol dovar hakoshe al pipshut Hashem mikro. Rashi resolves every question. V'lechura benit nidan, in our discussion of the Tzoyar, there is kushi yogdoilo bli tirutz v'pirush Rashi. We have a big kasha, which seemingly Rashi doesn't answer. What is the kasha? Kol ha'protim b'tzivu yateve v'pirush Rashi tam kol echot v'echot. All the details, the long Rashis, Rashi explains every specific detail about it. U'magdim v'lomo. And he says, what is the reason? What is the reason for the tzoyah? Why taket was the tzoyah told to be made? And Rashi doesn't tell us. Which later he had to send the crow out to the window. He could have used the door that he made on his own. What was taket the reason for making a tzoyar? And Rashi doesn't answer that question. It's not for light, you had light. So what is the reason for it? Velochein, therefore, the first pshat that Rashi brings, pirat Rashi chaloin. And the reason is, kivim de mi'atzmo lo yhoyo noyach oise chaloin. Noyach on his own would have not made a window. Shari nema loy ve'inin imashchisam. I'm going to destroy the world. The mistaber the nemru loy prote yo oinesh koilel sheloy shimshu amezolis. He was given all the specifics, how it's going to look the marble, and even the details. And therefore, since he, Noyach, heard from the Rebishter how the marble is going to work, he would have never made a window. Because he knows, he understood that if there is no mazolis, there is no light outside, then there is no purpose for a window. There's no purpose on a window. And that's what the Pasuk tells us, Tzoyah Tase Latevo, is this is the Chiddush. Avo b'negea lepoyel, oiridlon berach minim yachzeru iyu gishme brocho, lochen gam nitztav elases chaloin. The Chiddush of Tzoyah Tase Latevo is clear. You know the Oynash. And the Oynash means there's no mazolis. And as long as always, there's no need for a window. And therefore, perhaps you wouldn't have made a window. No. It's still not decided, clear. Since, like we see practically, as Rashi brings, in Pasuk Yud Beis, that the Katchila Eridon Berachmin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Mabul, the water came calmly, Im Yachzeru, if the Eden would have done tshuva, Iyu Gishmi Brocho. And therefore, you need a window, because it might not be as bad as it was planned to be. And then you will need a window. So therefore, the Eibishter has to be mechadesh to Noyach. Tzoyar tase latevo, because Noyach wouldn't have made the window on his own. Noyach, being told about the punishment of the Mabul, and the way it's going to be, doesn't plan to make a window. There's no need for a window. But the Eibishter has to give him an order. Because Lepoel, that's how the Mabul Taka came. It came the Katchila in a way that he could have taken advantage of a window. Because it was only Geshem, it was Gishmi Brocha, it was calm rains. And therefore Rashi brings that Pshat first. Because the Pshat here tells us that Noach was given a special order for light that Noach wouldn't have think on his own. Why did they need extra light? In other words, Even Toivo means adding light. Light he had. Nor was,
It was adding light. Why does it need adding light? So we have to think, whatever, the Rebbe had a reason for it. But you still don't understand why. The first pshat tells you why. Because the first pshat means a window. And the window is to add, is because this is something which Noach is building a teva, in hearing what the Rebbe tells him, what and how the Bible is going to look, wouldn't have made a window. It wouldn't have made a window. So if it says, Tzoya Tassel Teva, is a special order because the Rebbe had a different plan, and we know now why. And that's why this is brought as the first pshat and not as the second. Seif Dalet, Miyeno Shoteresh Bepirush Rashi Zeh. These two opinions also have their meaning according to Chassidus, as the Rebbe explains. Or Efresh ben Noach shenichas al dechaloin, leyoach al de'even teva'u, what the difference between light from the window, light to a diamond? Oir ha'chaloin, oir abo mibachutz. The window brings in light from the outside. Oir even teva, meir mibifnim. Ainu me'atzmusa yimehusa. You place a precious stone on this on the table, and this itself shines, nothing to do with the outside. So one tzoya chaloin reflects bringing the outside in, the light from the outside in, and the light of the Even Toivo is to shine on your own from inside. These two represent two ways of Avedas Hashem. Number one, Tachlis Avedas, the Teiro Mitzvah, Silas is Tzoyer LeTeivo. First of all, the general, the grand rule. What is the klolus? What is the purpose? Purpose is bechlal. You have to make a tzoyer. What's a tzoyer? Lehachnis ulegalois oyre lekiboilo. The teva represents the closed world. The tzoyer brings in light, elikus in the world. This is the general purpose, and that can be in two ways, which reflects the two opinions of tzoyer. Veze yocholiyet bebezifani. Adelach rishayno hilases chaloin, to make a window. Hainu. What is the idea of the window? The world has godliness. Uka Yodua, he brings the famous Ayoim Yoim, Shabale Asokim, Yecholim, Lires, Asgoche Protis, Binyone Oedem Shloem. You can be in the world and just realize Asgoche Protis, just in the way the world is dealing with you and the way you deal with the world. Veoid Yoisa, they even more so. In the world itself, those who are involved in the world can see Asgoche Protis even more. Mi'elu anim tzoim kol yemeyem. Bedalet amash eterovitfil. Elo, in order to reach this appreciation to the Shgoche Pratis, you have to remove that which covers the oil. Lehosir es levusha teva shua ester al lekusa yisbar shalemaylo matem. So you have nature, and you have to remove the veil of nature to reveal godliness. But because you see the world, and you're dealing with the world, and now you want to see a lekus which is behind the world. The first level is as chaloin. You have the teva, and you make a window. So first you have to have a window, meaning you are in the world, and you allow elikus to shine in through your window, into your physical life. But now that you already brought in that light into your world, this gives the person the you can even go to a higher level. What is the higher level? And that's what he says. What is Vayesh Oimrim? Yesh Oimrim refers to Eidu Shekvar Osu Achaloin. Those who already made a window comes, they say, let's do something else. They now come to the second level, the higher level. Even toivo ha-meir alohem. Ainu lor shemesirim o'elem ve'esha delvushe ha-teva. Not only removing teva in order to reveal a lekus, el shemehapchim ha-teva ha-shenase u'atzmo inyesh lo'y v'gilui. That the teva itself becomes a source of light. Even atzmo nasis even toivo. The stone itself, this becomes the Even Toivo. The diamond itself, the Teva itself starts shining, and it becomes a source of godliness to the person and to the world. Not only you have to remove the world, but you're doing that, you're realizing that the Teva itself becomes a place from Gilui, and this is the Pshatu Maisim Toivim, as it brings in the last Ore from Teruvoyim Megillas Esther, that the Maisim alone, that the action of Toivim Umeirim, that the action alone are shining, and they themselves become a source of light. And this is how the Tzoyar is being translated into each and every person's Avodah. So this is the Sof of the Sikha, which the Sikkum is very clearly that the Rebbe explained, number one, why is it, what's the meaning of the word Tzoyar, in the why does Rashi bring, how can one window take care of everything, especially there was no light. And the Rebbe explained that the Eibishter didn't tell Noach all the details to the Teva. Noach himself brought in light to the Teva. And Tzoyah means an additional light that was what Noach was adding to the Teva. And he also explained why we need the two Perushim, and now each translates in Avedas or Adam. Just to mention that later, Tavshin Mem Zayin, when it came Shabbos Noach, so the Rebbe again spoke about this this Rashi, and again he said that it was spoken in the previous years, but he went on to speak about the need for making a tzoyar, and why did he have to how was it brought in light, and the Rebbe Take also then explained something similar to here, that Noach was only told that which is a chidush, something he wouldn't know on his own. Hashem didn't tell him to connect the Atzei Goifer, to use nails, the Rebbe said, or to use robes. The way you build a house, you build a teva. The reason of Leoires HaTeva was only in addition to the light, like it says over here, because the light itself also Noach brought, in addition to the candles, Hashem wanted to have Tzoyar, the Rebbe said then, it's a Oir B'day Shamayim, something which comes from heaven, and that's what the Chaloyin brings in. The Chaloyin brings in Oir B'day Shamayim, and not only the light of a candle, but candle is B'day Odom, and so on. So that was discussed, and the Rebbe spoke Noach Mem Zayin.